You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Frank DeBlasi, who is the co-founder of Hoopla Dupla, one of the best online money-saving sites on the web. Hoopla Dupla turns online shoppers into revenue-sharing partners in their business. Frank, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good. Thanks for having me, Eric. How's it going?
It's going great. It's good to connect with you. So how did you get started with Hoopla Dupla? Love the name, by the way, and your creative naming of the company.
Yeah, I get a lot of compliments on the name. It's kind of fun and internet and catchy, you know, has a catchy sound to it. So the way I got started was, I'm a true bargain hunter by nature. I mean, I'm always looking for a great bargain, and I love the thrill of saving money. And being a web and digital media professional by nature, by trade, I mean, it's one of the things I've always wanted to do was own my own business. And what I decided to do a couple of years ago was actually combine my interests and my skills, which is saving money and building websites and creating digital media. And that's how I planned out the concept for the site of Hoopla Dupla, with the cashback shopping and the coupons and stuff. So I really got started by combining my interests and my skills together, and I really enjoyed doing the business.
Nothing better than that. So what is the most rewarding thing about running your business?
Actually, the most rewarding thing I'd say is actually kind of what I just stated about, having a business that actually, puts money in people's pockets. I kind of pass on, the concept of my business to many people. Actually, there's a ton of people out there looking to save money on bargains and online shopping. So what I really did was I kind of took my passion, and, there's a lot of people out there that have that same passion as well for saving money. So what I did was I actually took that and, applied it to my business, and that's really been rewarding because, it gives a sense of my own fulfillment onto others as they're saving money, shopping online as well.
At this time, I want to mention our sponsor, Mosey Pro, for this episode. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports globally every single week? Even something as innocent as a spilled drink or leaving your laptop in the back seat of a taxi can spell data loss. 32% of all data loss is caused by human error. Even a single incident of data loss isn't cheap. It can cost over $10,000 to recover data from a single laptop or server. Mosey Pro's secret is that it is unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. Companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, and Accenture use Mosey Pro to back up their data. Mosey Pro also backs up educational institutions like Stanford University and the Yale School of Management. Mosey Pro is easy to set up and use, saves you time, and costs up to 80% less than the other solutions offered, giving you peace of mind and eliminating the hassle of backing up your data. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com today. What's the biggest challenge you've faced, and how have you overcome it?
Okay, the biggest challenges we faced, and I think this is a big challenge for a lot of companies that just first get off the ground, is how to get and maintain a marketing plan for your business. I mean, you have this concept, you put your idea together, you get your company going. Now, how do you get in front of many people's faces and keep the marketing plan going? And really, what the difficulty in that is when you have put a marketing plan together. The one thing that you're going to be doing in the beginning of your business is constantly changing it to make sure that and bulletproofing it to make sure that you're getting your product and your service out to the right audience, because of the struggles that you can have with that, you're going to be changing your marketing plan so many times in the beginning to make sure to really increase your traffic to your site or increase your sales. So your marketing plan is the marketing plan has been really the struggle for me, and you know I've really overcome a lot of obstacles with that because when you're owning a business, you really realize after a while that your biggest marketing tool, you know, is your customers. Once your customers are happy and you reach out to them and you really treat them good, they are going to spread the word on your business for you, and they are going to further, you know, tell their friends and family about it, and they're going to use it more. So, you know, the marketing, when you're starting up a business, I mean, your marketing plan is really, you know, you have to, it's a lot of trial and error. Just keep, you know, don't be discouraged when certain things don't work. Keep trying other things and always keep your customers happy. They're your biggest marketing tool. They're the ones that are going to be spreading the word for you most.
Today we're with Frank DeBlasi. He is the co-founder of Hoopla Dupla, one of the best online money-saving sites on the web, here on Enterprise Radio this afternoon. What's one thing you've done with your company to take it to a new level?
Okay, I'm going to elaborate on the question that I just answered before, David, about the marketing plan. One of the biggest things that we've done with Hoopla Dupla is we've actually, this is where the turning our shoppers into revenue-sharing partners comes in. What we've done, my partner Tom Kangley and I have put a referral program together that allows our members to refer new customers to us, and they get a percentage of the earnings that their referrals bring in to our company. The way Hoopla Dupla works is you go on there, you shop, and we give you a percentage of the commission that we get on the sales that you generate us. When you refer friends and family to the site, they become referrals of yours. When they shop, we pay you 20% of their earnings. So you can join the site. And if you do little to no shopping, if you have referrals that you brought onto us, then you get a percentage of their shopping. So that's how that's really what's taken our company to a new level, is that we actually have our members working for us and bringing on new customers, and we're sharing the revenue that they're bringing in through those referrals.
Sounds nice. Now, what has been your most effective marketing tool to date?
Okay, my most effective marketing tool to date, other than the referral program that I've just told you, is in the beginning, a lot of people don't realize the power and potential of public relations. Most people, when they start businesses, they're all thinking, oh, I got to spend thousands of dollars on advertising dollars and you know, all these big marketing plans and stuff like that. The power of public relations has really helped me a lot. And what I mean by that is, what public relations does is that's the process by which you get the word out on your service or business and get other people talking about it, whether it's friends, family, the media, you know, radio hosts like yourself. What people don't realize is that you really should try and tap into public relations, because it's very cost effective, it's very cheap, it costs little to no money, and if you have a product or service that people are looking to talk about, get it out there. Send press releases, go call radio stations, call TV shows, and pitch your story to them. They'll be more than happy to talk about it if you have something worthwhile, and before you know it, the word's going to get out on what you got.
I couldn't agree more. Now, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Okay, the one thing I would do is go into it with the mindset that you're going to have some failures and you're going to have some setbacks along the way. What I would recommend is, I've had a number of these myself, is when you're going into a business, it becomes a part of you. It's going to take up a lot of your time. And don't go into, first of all, you should really go into something that you're passionate about doing, because like I said, it is going to take up a lot of your time, and you want to, you know, you don't want it to feel like work. But you also want to go into it with the mindset that there are going to be setbacks along the way, and those setbacks should not be, you know, deterrents to make you get discouraged about what you've started. You want to use these setbacks as learning experiences to do things better on the next time. And, you know, if you really, you know, go into it with that frame of mind and don't look at your setbacks as you know, things that are going to discourage you, it's going to make you a smarter business owner and a better leader.
He is Frank DeBlasi, the co-founder of Hoopla Dupla, one of the best online money-saving sites on the web. The website is spelled just the way it sounds, HooplaDupla.com. Frank, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me, and I'm glad I hope your audience can get something out of this, because it's a privilege owning a business, and it really shouldn't be something that people get discouraged by. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. Great information, Frank, and best of success to you. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. We thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.